Governor Andrew Cuomo has unveiled a $142 billion state budget that includes federal aid for post-Superstorm Sandy recovery. And as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, closes a $1.3 billion budget gap.
Governor Cuomo, facing his third lean fiscal year as governor, would close a $1.3 billion budget gap by holding spending flat for state agencies and putting off a cost-of-living increase for health care providers. He wants to raid a fund for workers' compensation with the promise of reforming the entire system and raise a small number of fees, including higher fines for texting or using a cell phone while driving.
And this is a different mentality than the old mentality that said every year put more money in the budget, more money on the budget, more money in the budget. More money in the budget will mean more results. No, more money in the budget just meant more money in the budget.
Nevertheless, the governor is increasing school aid by 4%, though he punishes the city of New York for not meeting a January 17th deadline to complete a teacher evaluation plan and will withhold the city's increase. Cuomo provides $25 million for all-day pre-kindergarten in the state's poorest school districts, and he'll give out $20 million in grants to districts who want to extend the school day or school year. Economic development incentives include $50 million to promote technology clusters, an historic preservation tax credit, and an already announced $60 million deal with the Buffalo Bills.
And all I can tell you is for $60 million, the Bills better win this year, my friends. Talk about performance funding.
Cuomo says he can't provide extra money for financially struggling local governments, but he does offer some relief. Municipalities and schools can sign up for a pension stabilization program. It would allow them to pay less for pensions now, with ballooning payments several years into the future. The largest public workers union, the Civil Service Employee Association, calls it a bait-and-switch plan. Cuomo would also let localities raise sales tax rates without seeking permission from the legislature. The governor plans to use billions of dollars in federal aid for Superstorm Sandy to better rebuild homes and, in some cases, buy back the houses. He says he'll also improve the state's emergency fuel and water supplies and protect the subway system and other infrastructure from future floods in what he says will be a massive effort.
That requires immediate assistance on a grand scale.
The federally funded programs would also apply to victims of 2011 storms Irene and Lee. Reaction from the legislature was largely positive. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos finds little to disagree with.
No tax increases. Do not want to see us borrow our way out of a deficit.
But Senator Skelos says he wants to examine school aid distribution numbers more carefully to make sure his home district of Long Island gets its fair share. Senate Independent Conference Leader Jeff Klein, who has a power-sharing agreement with the GOP in the Senate, is pleased that the governor included the proposal to increase the state's minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $8.75 an hour. He says he's happy that Cuomo justified the increase by saying it would be an economic development boost.
Increasing the minimum wage creates jobs, close to 5,000 new jobs, and creates over $600 million in new spending, which, by the way, is going to go right back into the pockets of small businesses when minimum wage workers continue to spend when they get that increase.
Senator Klein says he'd like to see in the budget, though, a tax credit for small businesses to hire unemployed veterans. Assembly Ways and Means Committee Chair Denny Farrell, who's seen his share of budget fights, says for the third year in a row, the spending plan should come together smoothly.
This is the third year of magic, if you believe in magic.
But Farrell says he might object to a provision that would hold future minimum wage increases to a cost of living index. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.